All right. I'm Francina Turner, and I'm conducting an oral history interview with Adrian Stevenson on Friday, January 28th, 2022. Did I pronounce your first name correctly?
Yes, you did.
And was Stevenson your last name when you attended the university?
Yes.
When did you enter and then graduate from UMD?
I entered 2004 and I graduated 2008.
Okay. What is your hometown?
Hempstead, New York.
Hempstead, New York. And so how did you, okay, let's back up. What, can you talk to me a little bit about your kind of community and home background?
Sure.
Community and family composition and how that affected or didn't affect your ending up at the University of Maryland.
Sure. So I grew up on Long Island, like the suburbs. It was, I would say, probably like 99% Black, the community that I grew up in. I did go to Catholic school my entire life, where growing up until about high school, I was like one of two Black kids. And then high school, there were a good amount of Black kids, and that's where I kind of had my Black circle, where I felt like I had friends that looked like me. When it came time to go to college or choose a college, being from New York, I wanted to always go to NYU. I was an average student, maybe like a little bit above average, and my guidance counselor, and in general, they were always like, you know, have a wide range of types of schools. And I had not even thought about Maryland. I don't even think I have been in the state of Maryland at that point. And one of my friends she was going down for a black high school student, like weekend, where you can go down and spend the weekend with I think it was like freshmen or sophomores at the university. And she was going, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll go too. And I went, and I had the time of my life. I was like, this campus is beautiful. There's all these Black people here. I felt like, you know, I was around these smart people that looked like me that were having a good time. And I got back and I was like, Mom, I gotta go. I gotta go here. I think it felt like similar to what I had been experiencing in high school. Like, even though being a Black high school student at my high school, we weren't the majority, but I still felt, you know, seen as a Black kid. And having that circle and then experiencing that weekend, I was like, oh, this is like what I'm used to. This is great. So that kind of that's what, you know, drew me and how it compared to what I was used to.
Okay. And would you say that in your home, you going to college was a foregone conclusion, or was that something that was kind of left up to you? What was like your family's thoughts on higher education?
So it wasn't even a conversation. It was like an expected, like, okay, college is next. I think if I chose an alternative route, they would have been supportive. But for me, it wasn't even like a thought. My mom went to college like after we were, I probably like elementary school. My dad didn't go to college. But it still was like a, you know, college education is something that is expected.
Okay. How did you come to decide what you were going to major in at the University of Maryland?
I think, so starting school, I knew I wanted to go to med school. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to go to medical school, and I had made that decision. I was like, okay, I'm sticking to it. And I thought like, okay, my options are like biology or some sort of like, you know, science versus, I thought like psychology would have been, and that's what I ended up choosing. Psychology would have been an opportunity to do something different. Cause I was like, okay, if this med school thing works out, I'm gonna be studying science my entire life. So let me try to step away a little bit. And I'll still have to take my classes regardless. So I felt like it would give me, I felt like it gave me a little bit of edge, but also something that's interesting, and different than what, you know, I would be doing forever. So I chose psych and I stuck to it, and it was okay. Yeah. Oh, I think you're muted.
I think you did kind of answer this question a little bit when you talked about the visit you made to campus, but I'm interested in what did it feel like to come to the campus as a freshman? You're moving, like, did you live on campus?
I lived on campus.
Mm-hmm. It felt like, what were your thoughts when you were a student?
As a student, I felt like it was definitely like little fish, big pond, but it felt like what I thought was like the ultimate college experience, right? So you have the campus and you have the games and you have the dining hall. So it felt very, it felt fun. I was, you know, I was free. I was on my own. I was pretty responsible. So I just felt like a real adult, like doing my own thing. I think even though it was a big campus, or it is a big campus, I never really felt overwhelmed with like the size or the amount of people. But in the moment, I thought it was great. I was living my best little freshman life.
Do you remember the residence halls you lived in?
Yeah, my first year I lived in Denton. My second year I lived in La Plata. And then third and fourth year I lived in the Courtyards.
Did you belong to any campus-based civic or social organizations, any clubs and orgs?
I don't think so. I would go to different what do you stand for? Jeez, black. What was BSU? I used to go to some of the BSU like events. Oh, Black Student Union. That's what it was. But I was never like a part of, like, in terms of being like on the board or anything like that. Yeah, I wasn't. It was like my books and my friends, and that was it.
And I think you've kind of touched on this topic a little bit already as well, but what do you remember of race relations when you were a student at the university?
I felt like, for the most part, I felt like it felt similar to high school, where everyone was kind of like in their little groups. So like you have the, you know, like the nerdy black crew, you have the nerdy like bio crew, you have the jocks. So it felt separated in that way. I definitely had friends of all, like from all like cultural and ethnic backgrounds, but my crew all looked like me. Now, when I would, in classes, I would have, you know, white friends or non-black friends. And I felt like our interactions were fine. There were a few, I mean, I feel like even in high school and college, you know, there were a few interactions where it was like, oh, you remember that people are racist and that happens. But it wasn't like a strong theme in terms of my experience.
And along the same lines, do you remember if there were any student protests during your time there?
Oh, not that I remember.
What do you remember of campus activities, like speakers and performers, the art scene, things that you did for fun on campus?
I remember there was the, like the BSU parties that were like all the rage, juke joint. I remember John Legend had come, Kanye had come, speakers. I remember when Obama came, it must have been like 2006-ish. Speakers. Those are the ones that stood out the most. I can't think of any others that stand out right now.
And which physical spaces or buildings or spaces on campus in your mm-hmm. memory stick out as places you felt particularly comfortable mm-hmm. And welcome?
The library, I spent a lot of time there and I felt like that felt like home. McKeldin. Particularly comfortable. I spent a lot of time there. The student union also. I don't know if it's still there, but there was like an engineering building like towards Route 1 that we studied in a lot. And the dining hall on this is like on North Campus. Yeah. Those I always felt pretty welcome there.
Were there any spaces that you felt unwelcome on campus?
Not in particular. I think I did a good job at like finding what was comfortable for me and like sticking there. So I don't think I was very experimental in terms of my whereabouts.
When you think of the classes you took and the professors you had, were there any professors that you felt, and this question goes both ways, any professors that you felt really supported by, and then conversely, any professors that you felt didn't support you?
I think this is one of the things that I struggled with, like in retrospect. I didn't realize at the moment, but Maryland being so big is so easy to get like lost in how big the university is. So there was one English class that I took that I really felt like I thrived in, and my professor, it was a smaller class and my professor was awesome. Like I felt like she really believed in me. Like she would give great feedback, even when she felt I wasn't stepping up to the plate right, she would call me out on it. I don't even remember her name, but I loved her. Every other class I felt like was so big because I was taking these like huge courses. A lot of the professors didn't really know my name. So I wouldn't say I felt unsupported at the time. I just thought that's what it was. But looking back, I know I would have thrived more in a smaller setting where people knew my name and could hold me accountable. Because I, you know, in these big classes, if I was tired, I'm like, oh, I'll just read the lecture later, or, oh, I'll do, you know, and I wasn't really living up to my full potential, I think, as a student.
Are there any memories of the residence halls you lived in that stick out to you? Like if you were going to visit the university for Black Alumni Weekend or something of that nature, are there any memories of Maryland that just really stick out to you?
I think it's all so nostalgic, like you know, like walking all the way across campus from Denton, the bus from the courtyards, and like talking to people and making friends on the bus. I would say, I think all of it would feel so like, I guess just like warm. Actually, when was it? This spring, I went, cause I live in DC still. And we went to the campus and I was like, it all felt like good and nostalgic and, you know, all good things. I don't really have anything negative to say. But nothing like, not one thing in particular that stands out.
What's your last memory of the institution as a student?
The very last?
Because you know that's graduation, but like, what memories are attached to that, to graduation, your feelings at graduation?
You know what's funny? So I ended up going to Howard for med school, and I had to do, it was like a pre, for that summer, I had to take like a course, and it started, I want to say the day, it may have even started like before graduation, and I had to come back for graduation. And I think I was so caught up in that, I couldn't really enjoy those last few like weeks really, because I was just getting ready to like transition to a whole nother world. So I remember feeling like, okay, I just want to get this over with so I can move on, because it was so intertwined that time. And I remember regretting a little bit that I couldn't really just like exhale and enjoy that period where everyone was just chilling and not really like doing much. But I do remember, one day, I guess it was the day I had to move out, and it must've been after graduation. I was in the courtyards and I was super, super stressed. And I had a goldfish named Flavor Flav. And the day I moved out, and I love this little goldfish, it was a black goldfish, and I he died that morning. And I remember I was upset, but it was such like an inappropriate response compared to what was happening. But it really was telling about what I was going through altogether. So I ran over to my best friend's apartment across the yard and I knocked on her door. And as soon as she opened the door, I just bawled my eyes out talking about Flavor Flav died. But it was really that I was so anxious about this transition. So I think the one thing looking back on, I was like, I didn't get to enjoy that those last few moments because I was so, you know, I already moved on to like another part of my life. So.
Okay. So you graduate in 2008 and mm-hmm. you immediately go to Howard Medical School.
Yeah.
What happens then? What happens next?
I had the time of my life again. And I think looking, so the thing is, each of my experiences, I have a great experience, but looking back on it, I was like, okay, being at Howard compared to Maryland, it's, you know, much smaller. The professors look like you, everybody in your class, or for the most part, looks like you. And it just felt like the people that were teaching me were way more invested in my success. You know, they knew, for the most part, they knew our names and they knew, you know, how we're doing and so on and so forth. So that I look back and I was like, I think it was in those moments where I was like, oh, okay, I would have thrived in a smaller setting, but I was never resentful of my experience at Maryland. It was just, I realized it was so different. But I did fine. I finished all 4 years. I did recognize though that, in that time at Maryland, I never really learned. I was just coasting and I never really learned like how to study, how to be like a good student. And, you know, when you think about it, it's so big, no one's really checking in if you're really doing okay. Because as long as you're passing, no one's really like, hey, what's going on? So I think I struggled a little bit with like study styles and really learning how I absorb information. That was probably something that stood out the most.
And once you finished at Howard, mm-hmm. what was your next step?
I went to Emory down in Atlanta for a residency I became an OBGYN. So I finished my OBGYN training at Emory. So I was there from 2012 to 2016. That experience was probably, it wasn't a bad experience, but you know, in residency, in each class, there's maybe, I think it's in our class, there were 10. My class, I was one of two Black residents, and probably out of, I guess, 40 total, there were maybe like four or five Black residents, not a lot of Black supervisors at the time. Eventually there became more, but I felt like because my experiences growing up in school and in high school, I kind of knew, and even at Maryland, I guess I kind of knew how to, I guess, code switch really, and be who I thought these white people wanted me to be, and be who I wanted to be around, like who I felt comfortable. But I definitely would say there were more, like conflicts with race at Emory. Not necessarily racism, but just true like ignorance, where it was like, oh, y'all really never been around Black people. So I felt like there was a lot of like I felt like I was always educating somebody or correcting somebody, like, nope, you don't say that. Nope, this is, so there was a lot more of that that I never felt challenged to do in any other experience.
And you finished your residency in Atlanta in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So are you in practice now?
Yeah. So I ended up moving back to DC, to work for Kaiser, as just a general OBGYN. So I worked there for 5 years and actually just left in November, to do like independent contracting with the hospital instead of like being in like a private practice. So I started that in the beginning of this month. Yeah.
Definitely probably not oral history interview related, but you became a doctor and then there was a world pandemic.
Girl.
Are you okay? Like,
you know what? I think the pandemic was part of the reason why I quit my job the way I did. I definitely feel like I'm okay, but I feel like, because you're right. I really had 3 years of like getting adjusted to things. Then it's like, oh, hey, mm-hmm. I think the stress. Yeah, it was definitely very stressful. Nothing like what I'm sure, you know, some of my colleagues that are in the emergency room and things like that, but it was a lot, but it highlighted a lot of things within my job that I was like, oh, I see how y'all are and I do not want to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. But I am okay. I feel great, a little paranoid, always worried about, you know, this and that, but I feel good right now.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
And I also want to know kind of, what's been your relationship to the university since graduation?
You know,
you mentioned that you'd visited recently, so.
Right. And that was just, honestly, that was a visit because I was supposed to get tickets to the zoo for my godson and I forgot. And we were just like, okay, let's go walk around campus. So I don't really feel like I have a relationship. You know, my office when I was at Kaiser was, probably like a few minutes away in Hyattsville, like right over by PG Plaza. So I would oftentimes grab lunch somewhere on Route 1. So I felt like connected in that way, but no official connections. And when I had moved back here, people were suggesting to, you know, join like a Black alumni. I never did. So I don't really have any formal connections with the university anymore.
And for the closing question, thinking about your experiences at the university, mm-hmm. is there any kind of parting words you might have for current or future Black students at the institution?
I would say there are so many resources at the university. I feel like it does take a certain type of student to tap into those, and I was not that student. So I think it's really important to seek out opportunities and seek out resources, whether it be a professor you connect with, whether it be an organization that you kind of vibe with. It's so important to form like strong connections with those types of groups. And I was lucky to have a really great and tight friend circle, but I think looking back, it would have been really nice to have, you know, really been a part of like the Black Student Union and really found a professor that I connected with. So I would just say tap into all of the things that it has to offer. And it does take work. It takes effort that sometimes we're not used to coming from high school where everything is sort of handed to us. So that's really what I would say is just really take advantage, because it has, the university has so much. And sometimes I meet up with other, not meet up with alumni, but come across people and they're like, oh, did you do this and that? And I was like, no, did you, were you part of this? I'm like, no. So I hear about all these things and not looking at it with regret, because I really did have blinders on trying to just get to med school. But I look at it as like, oh, a little sad that I didn't take advantage of that.
If I have any follow-up questions, is it okay to reach out via email?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And I want to thank you again for taking the time to do this interview with me. So thank you so much.
Of course.
All right.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.